Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special edition of Wake Up 9/11. This episode is with Steve Grage and myself talking about no planes on 9/11. We did a movie called Physics 9/11 last year in February. It has amassed 50,000 views, which is pretty exemplary given that no planes is an idea that is against the grain, is against the status quo, and yet it is, not in our humble, honest opinion, but in reality, what didn't happen. There were no planes. And this fact is covered up by a number of people, notwithstanding AE 9/11 Truth, 9/11 Truth, and Loose Change, who are in my, it's not my humble opinion, it's a fact. They're involved. And we're going to explain all this in this episode. So Steve just got online. Hold on a sec.
This is
Hey, Steve,
Steve,
how's it going?
Really
hey,
good.
What's
Can
up?
You hear my audio? Am I coming in loud and clear?
Yes, you are. You're not at work. Anyways, so how's it going, man?
Really good. Real good.
Yeah, yeah. So I was just giving the preamble about... 50,000 views, not bad, for something that most people are like, ew, I don't want to touch that because it's too weird. You know, like people are scared of the truth because it isn't suitable for them. It's not popular. It's not status quo. It goes against the grain. People don't want to be ostracized for being the one to speak out against the popular idea. And so far, for 13 years, the popular idea is that there were airplanes that hit the towers. But you know as well as I do that that's not the case.
Oh, yeah. With absolute certainty, yep. Oh, yeah.
And I'm not prompting Steve to say that. Steve has his own brain and his own free will, and he and I met on this. On these terms, though we disagree about other things, we are not going to discuss those. This episode is to hammer home that 50,000 is a damn fine, good number of people to speak about having interest in the idea that there were no planes. Whether they believe it or not is another story. We can never know, but at least the interest was there. Now we're going to drive it home. So I think that. So we both agree that the best shot to explain to people is the Hezer Conti shot, and that, as you put it, the plane is enveloped by the building. So why don't you illustrate in your own terms, your own words, what's going on in that scene with the airplane hitting the tower?
Well, yeah, sure, James. Well, what you don't have going on is you don't have any kind of deformation of metal, and we're talking about steel and aluminum, basically the structures of the perimeter wall matrix that we have there. You also have reinforced concrete floors. You got nothing bending or deforming at all. You have it just, they call it a ghost plane almost, that Hezer Conti video, how it just, melts itself into the building. You have zero collision dynamics. So it is, even when I first saw that film, I'm like, gosh, this is total BS. I mean, how did this get sold to the news networks and that kind of stuff? I mean, as to promoting that as the truth, and then even took that in various truth movements, and that's how we found out they were dirty. They were all dirty,
yeah.
And they were where we're at right now. And it seems like nobody wants to talk about the no planes. I mean, you got all these truth movements for pilots, Seattle Truth, 9/11 Truth, lawyers for 9/11 Truth. I mean, you got all these truth groups, and none of them seem to want to talk about the biggest fraud, that there were no planes even there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me to understand at first. Now I understand it's just, you know, part of the effort, the PSYOP effort, is to control those truth movements. You know, guys
right.
like you and me, they're not giving us any kind of publicity. You know, they're not gonna, we're in no danger of going on a news program saying breaking news, there are no planes. You know, it's not going to, because there's not the effort there to share the truth with people. They don't want this truth known. They want
exactly.
us to be referred to as wackos, lunatics.
Conspiracy theorists. Actually, we're grouped together with the other conspiracy theorists that are not telling the truth. And I want to get to that point right now. I was at the farm, and I was watching Loose Change 3. And there's a 3D shot, and I'm a 3D artist. And by the way, Steve is an engineer, accredited. He's got 25 years experience. He works with physics every day. He knows what he's talking about. So this, we're not just two crackpots here. I understand three-dimensional design. I'm building the towers in 3D for the 13th time, and there's a reason for it, but I'll get to the point. I was watching Loose Change 3, and it shows the airplane hitting the South Tower in 3D. Now, the 3D looks magnificent. It's beautiful, but that's not what you should be looking for. What happens is the plane is tilted on an angle like it's supposed to be, but it hits directly in the center, and then it goes through the building and comes out the corner. Now, the biggest problem with this, and this is like, this screamed at me. It was the worst fucking thing possible in my mind. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and this is what it was. The Twin Towers were designed. They both look identical. Most people would say they're both the same. They're just in different spots. Well, point of fact, the core alignment of the North Tower was east-west, and the core alignment in the South Tower was north-south. What they depict in this movie, and this is fucking Loose Change, okay? They charge $4 a pop on YouTube. This movie was in theaters. They made money off this movie, like hand over fist. They made millions off this. And here's the biggest fucking lie, is that they depicted the core of the tower running east to west, thereby making it seem feasible that the airplane crushed through the core, but it did not. And what's further to that is the airplane was coming in on, say, about a 30-degree angle. So it didn't go straight into the tower. It went through the tower on an angle. It hit right of center. It mashed through the tower and comes out the northeast corner. Hence, you got the engine that shoots out the corner and lands on the corner of Church and Murray Street. So the proof is there in the video. But what they did was they substituted real, honest-to-God video of the pyrotechnics and all the bullshit with a 3D depiction. And people are like, in their minds, are like, oh, it's 3D. People must have worked very hard on this, so they expect that it's correct, you know, when it was a bold-faced lie. So for this reason, and this reason alone, and it's totally, it's like a tower on which I can stand, I accuse AE 911 because they're associated with 9/11 Truth, because they're associated with Loose Change, because they're associated with Alex Jones. They're all fucking in it. They're all conspirators, and you know, their aim is to cover up the fact that there were no planes. They talk about planes, and they won't shut up about planes, but what they also won't shut up about is Building 7, and Building 7 is a massive fucking distraction. People are all about, you know, well, we should look at Building 7 because it's easier to prove. It's been fucking 13 goddamn years, and nothing's been done. So what are you trying to prove here? And the other thing I made a note, a mention of, is that every fucking year it's the same story. Oh, we want a new investigation. We're looking for a new investigation. You know, from 2006 to 2015, same fucking shit every fucking year. They're not doing anything. These people are fucking assholes. They're fucking everybody over. They're making money hand over fist, and they are aiding and abetting the murder of people on this planet. Sorry, I'm done there.
Yeah, well,
your turn.
Well, James, yeah, let me say a couple. I mean, even when we talk about, you know, the cover-up, like, you know, the engine and Murray Street, those are all plants. I mean, there was, of course, I mean, even talking about it maybe lends credence that there were planes. I mean, you're very clear that those, that is fake. That didn't, that engine didn't happen. So what you saw streaming from a building, that was videography or something.
It wasn't an actual plane engine or a missile, a projector.
Yeah, it wasn't an actual.
Go ahead.
They want you to lead you to believe that that object that you see streaming, you know, from the pyrotechnics is an engine, right? But it's not an engine. I mean, the engine that they had there was planted, so you don't have a flying engine in air. I mean, however, it looks like on video. That's not the case. So they have, you know, video that they're trying to, you know, qualify with, you know, hey, here's the engine that was out of the building. It's right here.
Right.
Oh, nice, under the scaffolding. So I know, you know, that's important for our, listening audience to know that, you know, everything about the planes is fake. There's nothing real about it. I mean, the debris, no debris or anything like that. No kind of evidence whatsoever for it. You know, an 8911, all them. I mean, they, you know, an investigation. They don't say, they're not going to talk about, well, who did this crime or who performed this. You know, the PSYOP of controlled demolition, you know, they don't get it. They don't want to get into that, you know, or anything near it or any kind of investigation, because you can imagine where that can go. Hey, you try looking for people that were guilty of setting charges, and when no charges were ever set, it's kind of like, we tried to bring an investigation to the public, and we wound up just wasting everybody's time. It's one big PSYOP. I mean, they could probably take it if the American people really caught on to it. But, people just be complicit, say, hey, let somebody else do the legwork. I'll back them up. I'll listen to the story. Let James and Steve go out there and make fools of themselves. I don't want anybody thinking I'm a fool. Let James and Steve go do that for me. And maybe I'll see what they do. Oh, look. Their families all think they're fools. So all they do is talk this conspiracy stuff.
Listen, I'll be straight up with you. They deliberately sabotage the entire fucking thing. That's what they're doing. They've been doing it for years, and they're not going to stop doing it. But I've found them out, and I've outed them. So I pulled the shoelace. Their shoes are untied. If they run, they're going to trip and fall and break their fucking neck. That's what's going to happen. Now, I want to illustrate something to you all, is that 9/11 is a mountain of fucking details, and that no single person can have it all in their head all at one time. You can't. You can probably try to do it, but it's very difficult, and you may not have everything. But the point is, if you have enough details that all connect in a circle, then it's a domino effect. Everything falls down. Now, I want to make the allusion to the Russian dolls. You know, there's the big doll, and the next smaller doll goes in that doll, and the next smaller doll goes in that doll, and so on. It's multi-layered.
Is that Swedish? Is that Swedish?
No, it's Russian.
It's Russian?
Okay. Swedish meatballs, Russian dolls. Okay, you got it? it's layers. The first layer is the official story, which is, United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into Tower 2, and American Airlines Flight 11 crashed into Tower 1. But we all know from the photos, from the video, from the eyewitness testimony, that those planes weren't those planes. The planes that hit the towers were apparently military airplanes with flight termination systems on them, and that they had no windows, and they were gray, and this, that, and the other thing. So there's contradictions in place. Well, what that's where most people stop. They're like, wow, 8E911 and 9/11 truth. They're so smart. And they stop there and they're like, that's the truth. We don't think any further than that because they aren't telling us to. So we're not going to use our brains. We're just going to follow along like fucking sheep. And, you know, just like they use the word cognitively dissonant on stupid sheep that don't know their head from a hole in the ground about 9/11, those people as well, these fucking truthers, are fucking cognitively dissonant when it comes to the real truth. There's a third layer. The third layer is this. There were no fucking planes. It was all CGI. It was all explosions. And it was all done to... Basically, they had targets. They wanted to destroy certain floors. The buildings couldn't have been rigged unless there was a complicity on the part of Mossad and the CIA. So this goes right into the American government and right into Israel. And, like, people have had that on their tongue for a long time, but now it's, like, it's not even blatantly obvious. It's like someone writing in blood all over your fucking wall. These guys did it, all right? So that's the way it goes. There's a third layer that nobody understands, and they have to understand that there were no fucking planes, because if there were planes, there would be debris from the airplane. They wouldn't have gone into the tower because the towers were fucking made of steel and the airplanes were made of aluminum. And, you know, where's the families for these people on these planes, right? And why were the planes a quarter empty? And how was it they made a cell phone call from 30,000 feet up? And blah, 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 blah. It's all convoluted and it's done on purpose. It's to confuse the shit out of you. Too many fucking things make it difficult to understand. And most people believe Murphy's Law. They're like, oh, it's the simplest answer. That's got to be what it is because that's Murphy's Law. Well, these motherfuckers that are fucking, they're about to tie you to the ground and chop you up into little pieces. America, Canada, Britain, France, Germany, Belgium, Australia, everybody. We're all about to get it up the ass, and it's coming. This goddamn Jade Helm thing is not a good omen. We're in big fucking trouble, and the whole world is about to be changed for good. And it all started on 9/11, and if you stay ignorant, you are fucking everybody else over. I'm sorry. It just makes me so mad. I've been at this for 2 fucking years. I know what I'm talking about. And these guys... At 8911 Truth and 911 Truth and Loose Change, they should be lined up and shot. Your turn.
Well, it's easy to distinguish. You know, the thing about it is just the power of this truth movement, because when you're not talking about the truth, and, you know, as you've demonstrated, James, I mean, we got all these various truth groups and movies out there and books out there. And if they're not talking about no planes at all, are they really genuine? I mean, what is more important than when you were pointing out a fraud or deception than no planes? I mean, all those you know, groups that we can name, and there's many of them, books and references. I mean, they're all not really reporting it. It's almost like Or, you know, they say, oh, that's too far. The American public will never buy it. Well, you know what? It happens to be the truth. You know, you know, it's no reason why you don't want to share the truth. I mean, what if the American public finds out that you're lying to them? And then what's going to make that?
Here's a parallel. Those goddamn chemtrails in the sky. People will call you a conspiracy theorist because you're saying, that's not what it used to be when I was a kid. Those chemtrails are not right. They're not supposed to be there. And as you learn more about them, you find out they're dumping fucking aluminum oxide, strontium, 90, barium, you know, heavy metals, and so on. And yet you're a conspiracy theorist. But in Europe, they talk about it openly. They're like, oh, yeah, chemtrails, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, we know what they are. They have magazines that talk about them and stuff like that. But over here, the masses are disillusioned. They have their heads up their asses. And the fact is, the truth could be staring at them right in the face, and they wouldn't see it because they're blind. their heads are up their ass. When your head's up your ass, you can't see anything.
So, right, loaded. You got pictures of planes doing that. Lithium, I mean, that's another compound.
They did a rocket launch over FEMA Region 3 2 years ago, and they dumped lithium all over fucking D.C., Connecticut, New York State, everywhere, fucking lithium. Everyone had a good mood that day. And it's just like, what is that for? You know, lithium, are you serious? It's for communications. Oh, yeah, sure. You can't believe anything the government tells you. The government is a rogue government. Every government on the planet. It's all about this fucking new world order. George H.W. Bush talked about it. And, you know, he said, it will happen. So George Bush Jr. was a tool in this fucking process. And Obama is no less a tool or a puppet. They're being managed by the elites of the world, the richest, most powerful people on the planet. Did you know that Evelyn de Rothschild flew to New York City and had a front row seat to watch the towers get blown up? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I found
Nobody
that out from Ken O'Keefe. Well, it just goes to show that they knew what was going to happen. And it's like trying to explain to stupid people, you know, that's an apple. It's not a fucking grape. And they're like, no, man, it's a grape. But someone else told me it's a grape. I've always been told it's a grape. No, it's a fucking apple. And you just got to keep fucking hammering it home because we're in big fucking trouble. That's the main issue here. There's two choices, okay? You lay down and take it up the ass, or you get up and you punch the fucker in the face.
What? We have those people, you know, working against us that, you know, say the classic lines like the federal government is not that smart to pull off something this sophisticated, and, you know, all those retorts we got to deal with on a, you know, all the time basis.
Yeah, you deal on an individual basis. I deal with masses of people. I mean, if you're credible enough, and you are, I would, you know, attack them on a much bigger scale. If you're dealing with individuals, you got to work. You got to do all the groundwork to get them to understand. And it's frustrating, and it's sometimes futile. And, you know, that stupid excuse, the government is, like, too stupid. It's not even the government. It's the fucking New World Order. Get it through your head. Not you, but them. These people behind this are masterminds. They're pretending. They're not really the government. We live in a matrix. Everything you know is a lie. And when you figure that out, and you step outside the matrix and look at it for what it is, you won't buy Big Macs anymore, and you won't go to the movies anymore because you'll find out what it's all about. And the information's out there. You have to look for it. But, you know, people like me and Steve, we hand it to you, you know, on a silver fucking platter. Here, take it. We did all the fucking work ourselves. We're not charging you a fucking thing. The truth is free. And if you don't want it, well, you're one of those fucktards who's going to get it. I swear to God, it amounts to that. Jade Helm is about to start. They're going to mow people down. They're going to take out, like, a lot of people, I'm telling you. This is going to be a very ugly, bloody mess. They'll call it World War III. And the stupid sheep will be like, it's World War III. But what's really happening is the culling of humanity. It's happening. It's going to happen soon, like next month. And, you know, it's just most people are like, I want to go to the movies and watch this. And, you know, they don't get it. They're stupid. You know, and this is where I ask. You know, is it really worth all the effort and trouble to try to fight with people who are so stupid that they will fight with you? They will fight with you, even though you're right and you're trying to save their ass. And or just say, fuck it. Let them go. Let them fucking face the music. Because I go through that question a lot. I have a good side, and I'm a good person. So I always come back to, you know, keep up the good fight. But it's tempting. It's tempting to let them go. Say, fucking see you later, stupid idiots. There were no fucking planes. Get it through your fucking heads.
Well, we don't know what their plans are. It's going to be by the time they do become awakened to it, those that choose not to be awakened, because it is a matter of choice. I mean, in my most recent things, I have tried to point out the most obvious just by saying, sir, I want to show you a 5-minute video on, like, the USS Liberty, or I want to read one page from this manual, or I want to show you the Hezer County video. Just let me talk to you about it. And
right. People
cannot sit there for even a short period of time to listen to you, you know, explain to them, you know, the nonsense about it. I mean, it's just like fear of the truth, fear of the truth. I mean, fear of, because it has changed my world, James. I'll tell you that. I mean, I don't think the same. I mean, because all this, the money and all this society and all this 40-hour work week, 60-hour work week to wear a suit and tie, to get a dry clean, to drive a car you're making payments on, to live in a house that you're never in because you're working all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we're set up to do. And, you know, to not, you know, whereas, you know, I envision a better area where, you know, people won't have to work that hard. Everything will be more available. There'll be more time for relationships and love, and you don't have to work these 40-hour weeks. You have all the energy we want out there. It's just being suppressed from us.
Right.
That's
a whole other kettle of fish.
Provision for a better quality of life for everybody, but the powers to be do not want
don't
that
want
to
have it.
Yeah, no way. That's the enemy. That's the enemy to them.
They're the enemy to humankind. They're destroying our planet. They're destroying people. They're mass murdering people. This is absolutely abhorrent fucking shit. It should not be happening, but it goes unchecked because people are stupid. And, what do you do? Well, let's first address this. You see a better future, and it's tangible, it's real, it's possible, you can achieve it. But they don't want you to achieve it. They want you to be a debt slave and do what their bidding is, and, so there's a problem, you know. You've got to get rid of them. And so how do you do that? Well, let's just say there is an end goal. I mean, the future can be bright. The future can be good. But it won't be good ever, and maybe never, if we don't stand up, speak out, do the right things, say the right things, be the right things. And the other thing is, when you're dealing with people on an individual basis, it's like I said, it's almost futile. It's hard work. But when you deal with them en masse, what happens is you have leaders and you have followers. If you tell the truth and you stand on solid ground and you make sense and it's clear, nobody can argue with you. I mean, if they argue, they're an idiot. And other people will turn to them and say, you're an idiot. You didn't get it. But what happens is you get the followers, the sheep, they'll follow along. And so you got to make it a popular idea as opposed to it being correct or right or factual. It's got to be the status quo. We have to change the status quo. And this can only be done by using every fucking technique in the book to make it attractive and to really change the fucking shit out of people's minds. Anyways, you know, your contribution to that movie, I mean, it may not be much, it may be a lot, but in my mind it's a lot. You're an engineer, you explain the basics about you know, bending and torsion, and you know, you're talking about steel, you're talking about aluminum, ductile versus brittle. We show some cartoons. We show an airplane wing commercial. We show an airplane smashing into a wall. You know, it's all straightforward fucking shit. It's like, this didn't happen. They're lying to you. And this movie has reached 50,000 fucking people, and that is an accolade. It is a milestone. It's a marker for progress in humanity, for fuck's sakes. I know I'm talking too much, but you know what? I'm on a roll here. I got to let this out, that your contribution is significant, and you may try to work with individuals, but I would argue you need a better approach, and that is to do more of this stuff, you know?
Right.
More of this movie making. And this next biggest lie, I got two guys already doing some stuff for it. We could have you do something in it. I mean, I don't care how long the movie is, and, you know, people will still watch it. And if you're in it, some people will come back and see you. So, and it should become, a popular thing where it's like we have hope. There is a future that we can change the world for the best, instead of this fucking George Orwellian scary terrorist. You know, watch out, the fucking government's after you. Blah blah blah. NDAA. It's fucking horrible.
Orwell's 1984.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, it's your turn now.
Well, gotcha, James. I think that's it. I mean, being that the people that have hijacked the various governments of the world, I mean, we got to make sure it's, you know, not the people that are in charge. That's a fallacy. Not in any government or anything like that. They control it all. They want, you know, they live off the politics and use the war machine of the U.S. to take over those countries, you know, to get a central bank and to buy oil with U.S. currency or, you know, whatever they do in the world economic scale to get more control over the world. So, it's not people we're battering. It's like a system that's hijacked these governments. I mean, the founding fathers foreseen this tyranny.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they said, you know, everybody has a weapon because, foreign or domestic, there's a problem here. There's a domestic problem. It's a major fucking problem.
James, how about the monarchy? All this
the monarchy
power,
shit too. It's
influence.
All shit. Everything is shit. I mean, it's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's all garbage. The monarchy is the queen is a Zionist. She's German. She's not even English. Her mother was Scottish. Big fucking deal. But the rest of the family's fucking. Her husband's from Germany. The monarchy was hijacked, and they own one fifth of the world's property. The fucking queen just went around saying that she only has, you know, a few billion dollars. It's pocket change. But she's so full of shit. They're hiding. They hide a bunch of stuff like pedophilia and like all this other stuff. The queen is the richest motherfucking bitch on the planet. She could end world hunger tomorrow, like done. But she won't do it because she's an evil bitch. And so are all the richest assholes who want to. They're Luciferian. They're Satanistic. They're, like, believe it. These people believe in Satan. They don't believe in Jesus Christ or God or Buddha or fucking anything else. They believe in evil, evil, evil shit. And that's why they could have changed the world for the better. They could have made this place the fucking paradise it could be. But that's not what they want. And that's why there's fracking and oil spills and fucking gasoline-powered cars and you name it. We're in this mire of bullshit because we've been led around like fucking slave dogs, and you know, this whole money system that we have, it's a fiat currency, which means it is money that's produced out of thin air, printed on paper, loaned to the government at interest, and then you have to pay back the interest, which doesn't exist. So to pay back the interest, you have to print more money, and then you pay back the interest, but then there's more interest to pay back, and it's just a never-ending fucking cycle of doom until finally it all collapses, and that's what it's either that collapses, or they attack us, or there's World War III, or there's this, or there's that. It's like we're up Schitt's Creek, and it's all because of 9/11 that most people have their head up their asses, and they're terrified. You know, this ISIS bullshit, mom and pop watching TV at night, watching Fox or CNN or MSNBC, they're all inundated with lies and deceit. ISIS is made up shit. It's fucking Israel. It's fucking the American CIA. It's all crap. And, you know, we're being subjected to this as if they're coming for us. And that's what our governments are telling us. And our governments are lying. We still think about voting. Forget voting. You're not even... Your vote doesn't even get counted. Everything's all planned and selected and manifested by design. You are just a tool that's doing the work for these assholes who want to rule the world and be pharaohs and have it all under control. They want everyone to have a fucking chip in their hand, and they want everybody that isn't of consequence or usefulness dead. They will kill people. They're going to. Don't disillusion yourself. It's going to happen.
Yeah. I think it's been a facade that they're losing power. They're actually getting more of it. You know, this world depends on, you know, currencies and things that they control, you know, banks and, you know, just seizing property and claiming ownership of property, you know, belongs to the government or belongs to the monarchy. I mean, they are really tightening the noose on the power and the control that they have over everybody, and they have the luxury, they could collapse the currency and have people believe they have nothing because their currency isn't worth anything, and now that they don't own property or anything else, they're just going to follow
rules. The
currency
isn't worth anything anyways. Yeah. It's all a belief system. It's all you attribute value to a dollar. Just because it says $1 doesn't mean shit. It's an IOU to the fucking Rothschilds. And, you know, it doesn't, it's, if they say it's not worth anything, fuck them. It's still worth something. I mean, it really should be something of, that has value, or, I've been talking about people trading seeds, and, also, I know that sounds retarded, but believe it, you can grow your money. That's the thing about it. And you can save the world by growing your money. The other thing is, barter and trade. Take up all your pennies, all of them. Don't throw them out. The pennies are the most worthless shit in the world right now, but they can be the next currency because pennies aren't going to just dissolve. And so with barter and trade, you know, you're like, I'll do your plumbing and you do my roof. You know, people can work together. That's the thing. We've got to come together. Most people don't want to be together. Everyone's like, ew, I want to be by myself. I'm a private person. Well, that's got to change.
James, you got any comment on the color of money? I mean, I'm looking at a USA $100 bill, and it looks like it's turning into Canadian money. It's got different colors on it. It's got that stripe on it now. I mean, what do you make of that? Why are they doing that?
Well, there's security features, but the ultimate thing is if you put the money next to the Monopoly money, it's the same colors.
Well, how about the British Empire? You think they, you know, having more of a showing their power and influence that they have on this stuff? I mean,
I never look at it like that. When you say British Empire, I'm like, fucking shitty Britain. Cruddy teeth.
Well, it could be a facade, the monarchy, right? You know, this
monarchy,
world order, this all
shit.
This power is coming. They're going to collapse, and then we have some world currency or something that they control at all. if they can make that happen.
Look at the monarchy in the same way as you would look at the U.S. presidency. It's just a facade. It's bullshit. It's all fake crap. It's just, you know, costumes and this and that. What they want to be are the pharaohs of Earth. And that means that the 13 top families, they own the planet. We're all their slaves. We're all subjugated. We all do their bidding, and, you know, they'll kill off everybody else they don't want. Anyone who dissents, which is one reason why I'm pissed off at 9/11 Truth, because they gathered all together, all the people that disagreed. That's dissent. They don't want dissenters. They have set those people up for fucking destruction. That is fucking evil.
Well, what I have is I've been educated from other truthers out there, and even when you talk about the Crown Council 13, the richest, most powerful families, do you know what's on the top of that pyramid of control?
No.
The queen. The queen.
Oh, really?
Yep. The queen with the seeing eye. You know, right there, the head of the market. And is right.
Well, that's good to know.
It's at the top of the triangle. And then below that is the Crown Council of 13, the world's richest, most powerful families that you alluded to. Mm-hmm. And then below that is the Committee of 300, the world's richest, most powerful subfamilies. Mm-hmm. Then you got all the think tanks, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Round Table, the CFR, Council.
Illuminati.
The Bilderberg Group, the United Nations. So this is all below the monarchy. I mean, this queen.
This has all been going on underneath people's noses for fucking hundreds of years. You know, we think everything's normal. Everything we watch on TV, all our movies, the food we eat, everything is being poured into us by design to either kill us or to inundate us with their doctrine. Whatever the case is, everything's planned. And if you as a human being want to survive on planet Earth and you want your kids to survive, I mean, that's what it really breaks down to. If you want it's not even your lineage. It's, you procreate, you have kids. You want them to live, for fuck's sakes. Well, you got to do something. All the baby boomers, all the fucking Generation Xers, you have to stand up. Every able-bodied man has to stand up. And as for the rest of people in North America that are, you know, under the gun, when the shit hits the fan, it'll be a mass exodus to northern Canada. It'll be to get out of the way of the battlefield. And they've designated the United States as the battlefield in NDAA. So, you know, I'm telling people now, get out of Dodge. Leave. Go north. Take a vacation, call it that, do whatever, but, you know, before it becomes hysteria and panic, that no one's going to listen to me. I don't give a fuck. I made the warning. I'm right. And there's no debate. This shit is going to happen. And it's written on the wall. And so if you don't listen to me, it's your own fucking problem. But in the end, it's my problem, too, because we need everybody on board to put a stop to this, like, as much as we can. Sorry?
You got any ideas where you might go, James? I mean, it's only a matter of time till this comes down. Like you said, it could be as early as next month.
Yeah, well, if I was to tell you where I'm going, it wouldn't be really much of a hiding spot. But
okay.
I'm going north. You know, you got to consider these things, okay? Power going out, no more gas, no more grocery store, no more water. The city will be a nightmare. This whole zombie apocalypse thing is real. It is realistic. Don't mock it. It is, you know, you don't want to be in the city when the shit hits the fan. And when people pile up their cars on the fucking highway trying to get out of town as quickly as possible, it's going to be a mishmash. And, you know, you're going to have to get out and walk anyways. So you might as well go now.
Learn about the...
I think our time's up. But listen, Steve, thank you very much. And we'll do this again at 75,000, if there is a 75,000. You're going to be in this next movie, I hope, so people will get to hear you in the movie. Any last words?
No, I look forward to continuing our efforts to communicate these things. It's a very basic. I mean, nobody counters them. You can't do it. Nobody's going to want to go head to head.